Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name.
B-Migs.
Don't be a loser.
B-Migs, but it is Wednesday, so maybe we could whack him instead.
Whack it.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
Whack it.
Wave your arms in the air and then go whack something.
Okay. Yes. Well, that's...
Whack it.
All right. Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Jackie in Kirkland. Jackie, are you there?
I am.
Excellent. Nice. All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Jackie will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Jackie, you can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
Which prophet in the Bible is famous for turning his rod into a bronze snake?
Moses.
Yes. Who played Laurie Strode in the late 70s thriller Halloween?
Pass.
On a map, which U.S. state is directly below South Dakota?
Wyoming.
No.
Montana.
No.
Pass.
In the original Jackson family lineup, how many brothers were there?
4.
No.
5.
Yes. Which U.S. state produces the most chocolate?
Pennsylvania.
Yes. How many times has Billy Bob Thornton been married?
4.
No.
3.
No.
5.
No. What famous U.S. festival hosted over 350,000 fans in 1969?
Woodstock.
Yes. Bruce Willis played a convict turned time traveler in what 1995 movie?
Fifth Element.
No.
Oh, pass.
What is the name of the last video game console Sega released in the United States?
Genesis?
No. 1, 2, 3, 4 correct. That'll be a tough one for all the older people out there.
That Bruce Willis one has got me stumped.
Oh, really?
I'm sure
you've seen it.
Wow.
Well, I would hope.
Not familiar.
I'll be very hopeful that you've seen it, because if you haven't seen it, I'll be very disappointed in you.
Really?
Yes.
Gosh. Why is this stumping me?
Oh, I love this.
It's stumping the hell out of me.
Well, just in case you may be disappointed in me. Yeah, well, just in case you get a brain flash, don't just, like, yell it out or anything, because Steve's in the room.
Is he?
He is. He's right here.
There he is.
You don't want to help him out any. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Actually, in honor of Eddie Van Halen, I think I should do David Lee Roth.
Yes.
Nice. Good call.
Yes.
Good call.
Which prophet in the Bible is famous for turning his rod into a bronze snake?
Crap. Medusa.
No.
Jonah.
No.
Pontius Pilate.
No. Who played Laurie Strode in the late 70s thriller Halloween?
Ooh. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes.
Woo! Man, my brain is not working today.
On a map, what U.S. state is directly below South Dakota?
North Dakota.
No.
Oh.
Wow.
Arkansas.
No.
Texas.
No.
Okay.
In the original Jackson family lineup, how many brothers were there?
5.
Yes. Which U.S. state produces the most chocolate?
Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Yes. How many times has Billy Bob Thornton been married?
Twice.
No.
Once.
No.
Oh, crap. Five times.
No.
Six.
Yep. What famous U.S. festival hosted over 350,000 fans in 1969?
Woodstock.
Yes. Bruce Willis played a convict turned time traveler in what 1995
Looper.
Movie? No.
Oh, Fifth Element.
No.
Oh.
One, two, three, four. It's a tie.
Yeah.
Wow. You and Jackie whack each other.
Not bad, Jack. It's a mutual whacking.
The Jackie Wacky Show.
There we go. Well, thanks for playing, Jackie. Appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm glad we got stumped on the same one, Greg.
We're just as dumb, aren't we?
Yeah.
Or just as smart, depending on how you look
there
at it.
There you go. There's a bright side.
Yeah, I won't say that.
Yeah, silver lining on your four correct being smart there.
Yeah, the Bruce Willis questions got me stumped. I can't believe I don't know this.
Is that the Fifth Element?
It is not the Fifth Element.
It was 2 years before.
Uh-huh. And he was, yeah, the Fifth Element was, that was in just the future. They didn't do any time traveling in that one.
Moses.
Yep.
That was the answer for the other one, yes.
It was bothering me. Sorry.
Yeah. It's like, there's a movie about Moses?
Oh, yeah. Bruce Willis was in a time-traveling movie called Moses. Well, it was an excellent adventure.
It was an action star that played Moses.
Was it?
Charlton Heston.
Yeah.
He was an action star?
Well, he was in Ben-Hur and...
Okay, yeah.
I mean, really, Planet of the Apes and Omega Man, I think it was, and Soylent Green. I mean, a lot of, like, kind of action-y movies. Not the like, Arnold action-y, but action-y enough.
Yeah, when you say action, I just think 80s, and I'm like, none of those movies before really had that.
I think action movies in, like, the 50s are a little different. Like, them pulling out a gun was, like, that was, like, stuntman-worthy.
Action.
Does anybody know on a map what U.S. state is directly below South Dakota?
She said Wyoming, right?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, so that's not it.
No, it's not. It's Nebraska.
Nebraska.
Oh, Nebraska.
Everyone forgets about Nebraska.
I do forget about Nebraska, and yet there's the whole, you know, Nebraska thing.
So does Bruce Willis one.
I know. I just I love this because it's killing BJ because he can't remember.
Moonlighting.
Wow.
Well, he was
also,
in that.
No. 12 Monkeys.
Oh, I boy, if I saw that, I forget it.
What?
Me too.
Yeah. Was Brad Pitt in that?
Yes.
Okay.
They were in an insane asylum because Bruce Willis goes back in time, stop a pandemic, which is oddly appropriate.
I probably have seen it because I love Bruce Willis movies, but I don't remember anything about
that
film.
It's really good, but it's really weird and very strange and really doesn't explain a whole lot. Like, they don't explain how time travel works. They just do it.
Yeah.
And it's
I don't know if it's my favorite Bruce Willis movie, but that's probably why I haven't rewatched it.
It probably won't be, but it's still pretty good. I've watched it in the last couple of years.
Gosh, that's a good question.
Oh, thank you. There was one that, Steve, you didn't get to that Jackie did not get correct. What's the name of the last video game console Sega released in the U.S.?
Ooh, well, it's not Genesis was the first. Dreamcast?
Whoa! Yes!
Good job, buddy.
Wow!
That's what I would have said. Yeah. That's the only two things I can remember.
Yeah.
I don't know any other Sega consoles other than the Dreamcast and the Genesis.
Yeah, they had the Saturn and had the Sega Saturn. CD.
Sega!
Yeah. The funny note on that, the Dreamcast, why it was the final one is because you could hack the CDs and you could just make your own CDs with them, and it kind of ruined them.
Oh,
because people were just trading those.
Yeah, you could just buy them on eBay or just burn your own CD.
Someone says it was the best system ever. Go Dreamcast.
It was really good. That was the one where I got so mad at it playing Street Fighter, I took the controller and put it up against the wall and smashed it.
Oh, that's why it was a good game.
Well, it was a great system. Street Fighter was just frustrating.
Yeah.
I never owned that one. Sega Genesis was like my jam. I remember I was so excited because they had Double Dragon.
Dude, they did. Like, the Sega...
I love that arcade game.
The Sega Genesis was so cool, my grandma used it.
Wow.
Well, that sounded kind of weird to say. But no, she loved Sonic. She loved playing Sonic because it was one button to jump, and it was perfect.
Yeah.
Congratulations on both Jackie and Steve on all tying each other.
Gotta love that mutual whacking. Gotta love that.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.